Welcome to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson, a space designed to help you create amazing relationships with yourself and others. Get ready to experience hope, love, and inspiration. Here's your host, Kim Wilson.
Welcome to the Amazing Relationships Podcast. I'm Kim Wilson. Today we're talking about reaching a glass ceiling inside of relationships. The phrase glass ceiling refers to an invisible barrier that prevents someone from achieving further success at your request. One of your favorite special guests is back to unpack this topic. Freddie Allen is here to offer his perspective on glass ceilings inside of relationships. Freddie is a successful entrepreneur. I know him through a professional organization. I always enjoy listening to his perspective, and I know you will too. Please join me in welcoming the amazing Freddie Allen. Hello, Freddie.
Good morning, Kim. How are you?
I am well. How are you doing?
Good, good.
The glass ceiling inside of relationships. Well, what is your perspective on that? What is that?
Well, oftentimes people have different objectives and different emotional positions when it comes to relationships. Sometimes one person's feeling is stronger, their love and their commitment is connected, and the other person, not so much. One person is striving and pushing to have the best possible relationship that they can have. The other person is okay with being with them, but their commitment, their heart, and their mind doesn't have the same depth as the other person. So one will reach a plateau where they're always pushing to be better and be closer, and the other one is saying, no, you're close enough. Even though, you know, I like you, I care for you, you say and do all the right things, we are never going to be closer than what we are right now, in my mind, even though you want to, and you should be. But you're not going to get there with me, because I have a glass ceiling.
So did you say a glass ceiling or a glass ceiling?
I said ceiling, but ceiling, feeling is the same, because it's the way people feel and perceive us that allows them to grow deeper and to touch our hearts in a more in-depth manner. And some of us just have emotional barriers up where we're never going to let people that close to us.
Okay. Let me just go to the emotional barriers first, where we're never going to let people that close to us. If we go inside of a relationship knowing that we already have that emotional barrier in place, are we almost saying, you know what, I'm not expecting to have an amazing relationship with you because I have an emotional barrier in place and I will settle for okay? Just having an average and okay relationship with you. Because don't we leave some of the happiness on the table at that point?
A lot of people, unfortunately, are just in an okay relationship. And that's just it. They're okay. They don't want to leave, but they don't want to stay because it's okay. Happiness is an occasional event that just sporadically happens. It's not a lifestyle. It's not something to work toward to, because they don't feel like they can be fulfilled in that person. But they don't have the wherewithal to say, I really want to do something else, because it is okay. It's not I'm completely happy and satisfied, but it's okay. And that comes in us not being honest, completely honest with each other and committed to the same thing. And that's a problem with most people's relationship.
So the problem is, part of it is not being completely honest.
Right.
And it is my belief both people know they're not being completely honest with one another. Because even if you accept the person having an emotional barrier in place, what you said to yourself is, I'm okay with that. But I don't know if you're being truly honest with yourself. Are you really okay with it when you have a conversation with your friends about it, when you have a conversation with your family members about it, and there's something, it leaves you feeling empty on a certain level? Especially, now I think if you've experienced an amazing relationship with somebody, I don't understand how okay will do. And I think and when you say, you know, unfortunately a lot of people are in okay relationships, I think if you are in an okay relationship, when did you ever in your life experience an amazing relationship? Because I honestly believe if you've experienced that, okay won't be good enough.
Well, a lot of people lose themselves in a relationship, trying to please and trying to conform to the other person when their core values and their natural personality is contrary to what they're doing. But they go along with it in an effort to try to gel with that person. And then you end up in a place where you're not happy with yourself and you're not happy with them because you're doing and feeling things that you don't necessarily like. And people wake up and they look in the mirror and they say, how did I get here? And I don't like being here. So it can be a very confusing and difficult place to reside in.
Let's discuss the why and the how people get to the point of having an emotional barrier in place, but they still say, you know what? I'm still going to go inside this relationship, even though I'm not going to give my 100%. But let's just talk about the why, you know, the why and the how. How do people get to this place of having emotional barriers where they can't let anybody in?
One thing is hurt. A lot of people carry hurt and disappointment, whether it be with the person that they are currently with or from another relationship. And that starts the process of them kind of closing off to other people. The other part of why is things that people love. We say we love other people, but we really don't. We like them, we're emotionally attached to them, but that true, raw love, a lot of times we don't. We just feel like they're a good provider, they're a good companion, they check off all the boxes, if you will. And frankly, nobody else was around. So I'm going to pledge my emotional connection to this person. But because of that, you're never really fulfilled. And there is a disconnect.
This phrase here, experiencing true, raw love. And you say, well, people, they say that they love you, they say these things, but they really don't. Because they may like you a lot, you know, they may be intrigued by you, but this word love that we toss around, I think we've got to be very careful with that. I think when we really understand what true love feels like and what it sounds like, the action of it, we're not so quick to toss around that word, and we don't settle just for anything. Because if you're looking around and saying, well, nothing else is out there, that's just like saying something is better than nothing. Well, I don't know the next time this is going to come around, so I better just kind of cool my heels and settle for this right here. And all these amazing people on earth doing amazing things, for some reason, there's a message that we have to stop here and settle. But I think if we really understand true, raw love, we won't have to worry about glass ceilings, or anything like that in relationships. I'm very passionate about that because I feel like if you have reached some sort of plateau in your relationship or you're operating in that type of relationship, then that's going to come out in some other part of your life, and somebody else has to feel that, whether you are a supervisor, a manager, a business owner, or something, somebody is going to feel the result of you being in a relationship that has glass feelings and glass ceilings, because you're not going to feel 100% amazing, and it comes out somehow, some way.
Well, that's true. The best example of raw love is, and I know there's different types of love, but if you think of the love that you have for your children, no matter what they do, no matter what they say, you're going to always love them, support them. And it, they just tug at your heart just being in the room because they are a part of you. And you can have the best marriage in the world, but you may not necessarily feel the same love and same emotional bond to your mate. You don't have that same commitment. You don't have that same level of I will die for you as you do for a child. But yet, we're taught, the Bible says, and society says, when you take the vow of commitment to another person, that you will live for that person as that person is yourself. But we don't see that person to person. We see that parent to child. And when I say raw love commitment, what do we actually commit to the people that we say we love? How far would you go for your mate, your partner? When do you draw the line? As opposed to, I will never draw a line with my children, because no matter what, I will always be there. And you have a different type of communication with someone that you share the same bloodline with, as opposed to someone that you're married to. So the connection is different. The commitment is different. And we have to separate the two to say, how do I really feel about this person? So how raw do you want to get? Well, they make good money, so that's good enough for me. I need a provider. That's why I love them for. They provide or they fix stuff. So I need somebody that's always going to, you know, take care of things around the house for me. You know, what is that person to you in your life?
If a person is saying, I have no problem with being okay with having a provider because I know what I signed up for. I wanted somebody who could fix things and take care of the family, and that's what I have. So if we have somebody listening to this podcast in that space, and they're also saying, I am open to moving past this invisible barrier, can they do that? Once you reach a plateau, can you move past that? I mean, if you've been married to somebody for 15 years or 20 years, is it possible to kind of open up this different space where you are head over heels for somebody? Is that possible?
It's possible, and it starts with honesty. You need to look at your partner and say, what you really have been to me is a provider, not a lover, not a friend, but your provider. Or, you know, I love the way you love me, but you can't provide for me at all. And you've got to make sure that the other person is okay with the category, with the box that you put that other person in. You may not see them as a lovely wife or, you know, she is so beautiful, she is so wonderful. You may see her as she's a good breeder. She had my kids, she's a good wife, she's great, but she's not the girl of my dreams. The question is, how can you make her the girl of your dreams, or how can you make him the guy of your dreams and move forward? And I think the first thing is just having that hard conversation of saying, hey, this is how I really think of you. This is how I really, really see you. But most of us are not going to do that because we don't want to hurt the other person's feelings.
Right.
Thus, we end up being just okay.
My amazing listeners, the first nugget here is honesty. Because when you're being honest about something, that means that you are acknowledging something needs to change. You cannot change anything if you don't acknowledge it first. So the first step is you have to be honest about it, and that opens up the space to have a real conversation about things. And the second thing is to, if you really want to move forward, move past any plateaus and invisible barriers, well, then you have to come up with a plan. You need some action steps. So once you've acknowledged, you know, what needs to change, well, you have to make a decision on, well, what are you going to do to bring about the change that you want to see happen in the future? And what are there any other steps you think they need to put in place after they put some action steps in place, Freddie?
Don't get offended. When you're having this conversation, it's not to hurt you. It's not to belittle you. It's just honesty. And Tina Turner had a beautiful saying, which is, what's love got to do with it? Meaning, if you really want to know somebody's heart, you need a level of maturity that can accept a difference of opinion. Just because somebody doesn't see things exactly the way you see them doesn't mean you have to shun them or get angry or get offended. You both are walking and going toward the same goal. So put your feelings on the back burner and say, let's make this a better place to live.
That's another nugget. It's very important. Don't get offended, because if you're living in that space of being offended, that means that you're making it all about you. You're in the center of it. You have to take yourself out the center. Take a step back and look at everything. So if you're busy being offended, you know, it's all about you. That is a powerful nugget. Any other steps in there, Freddie?
I think honesty was the key.
Mm-hmm.
And understanding that the other person is not there to hurt you. If you don't live in that place of hurt and fear, you can achieve a lot of things. But you have to be open to it.
Yes, you have to be open to it. So if you have to, if you want to look at that connection and that commitment level, you have to be honest. You know, put a plan in place, acknowledge it, and don't be offended. Our time has come. Freddie, thank you for joining us and offering a perspective. That's our podcast for today. My amazing listeners, make it a habit to move onward, upward, and beyond. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson. Want more? Visit kwspeaks.com. That's kwspeaks.com for the latest inspirational blogs.